Good afternoon, cabbies and cabettes. I hope you are all keeping safe and well. My name's Sean Paul Day, and it's been a while since I reached out to you all, hasn't it? That is unless you're listening to Cab Class. Cab Class is a new podcast with Gary, Mark and myself, and a special guest each week. And I've got to say, it has been great fun. The special guests, all of them, have been great sports. And if you do listen, you'll know that Gary and Mark together are absolutely hilarious. So if you don't listen, give it a listen, because it will absolutely raise your spirits. And I've got to say, they've been great to do and the responses have been great. So we've got to carry on doing them. But today, I just want to address a few points made by Sadiq Khan on LBC last week. Now, the cabbie that called in did a sterling job to get his concerns over to Sadiq Khan. But the problem with LBC, and the problem with all mainline radio stations for that matter, is that you can never answer Sadiq's responses fully and comprehensively. You're just not given the space or the time to do so. So we're going to address those points that Sadiq Khan made, and hopefully, in future, we can move past his rhetoric. We can move past his phoned-in responses and get him to legitimately answer the concerns of cab drivers. So, here goes.
Let me deal with some of the things I've been doing to support the black cab trade over the last 5 years. Firstly, I was the chair of TfL who decided not to renew Uber's licence. They took me to court and won their court case.
OK, Sadiq Khan made the point that he was the mayor that refused Uber's licence. Not once, but twice. What he failed to mention was that he didn't do this to favour the taxi trade, or at least he shouldn't have done this to favour the taxi trade. He refused Uber's licence on safety grounds and breaches to their licence. Now, I'll just remind Sadiq Khan of what they were. In the 6 months between the 1st of the 12th, 2018 and the 1st of the 5th, 2019, Uber received 597,881 complaints. Of those, 27,799 were related to passenger safety. In October, Uber said it had only investigated 15,937 complaints, as if that wasn't enough, and 1,521 were deemed serious. He also stated that the magistrates' court overturned his decision. Not that it was a difficult decision to overturn, TfL decided to remain neutral. How the hell can TfL, who is the licensing authority and regulatory body for taxis and private hire here in London, assume a neutral position? I've never heard of it in any other walk of life. Now, if Sadiq Khan had been serious about public safety, then he wouldn't have waited to refuse Uber having their licence renewed, would he? He would have revoked their licence at the time and robustly defended his decision at the magistrates' court.
Secondly, I was the mayor that allowed black cabs to use our bus lanes 24 hours a day. They cover almost 95% of the streets of London. 95% of the bus lanes you're allowed to use, which I'm responsible for.
Right, so Sadiq Khan claimed that he was the mayor that allowed taxis to use TfL bus lanes for 24 hours per day. Now, I hate to be the one to break it to Sadiq, but taxis have always been able to use those bus lanes for 24 hours per day. He merely changed the hours of operation. A court case to restrict minicabs from using those bus lanes in 2012 outlined the reasons why. Not only were there safety and efficiency benefits, but it made sense for taxis to be able to use the curbside, ply for hire, and assist those with mobility issues. It seems that Sadiq Khan agrees with that for the most part, unless it's a major thoroughfare in the City of London where taxis can't drop disabled passengers at their desired destination, even though the High Court recently ruled that taxi drivers have a legitimate expectation to be able to do so.
Thirdly, I'm the mayor that trebled the amount of marshals to take action against those private hire vehicles plying for hire illegally, as I was lobbied to do so by your trade.
Marshals. Now, this one is interesting, isn't it? Because surely Sadiq Khan would agree that enforcement should work on a per capita basis. It would make sense, wouldn't it, to triple the number of marshals to tally with the number of minicabs roaming around on our streets. Given the fact, as we mentioned earlier, that there were nearly 600,000 complaints within a six-month period, suggests more marshals are needed, especially if it is to check on TfL's policy that private hire are allowed on off insurance policies. Now, TfL and the mayor both have a duty of care to look after the travelling public to ensure that the cars they are getting into are safe and that the driver is checked on a regular basis. And the Mayor and TfL shouldn't need lobbying for that by the taxi trade, should they?
Fourthly, I've massively increased the number of cab ranks available in London, the bays where you can park outside a station.
Ranks, where do I begin? Sadiq Khan says he massively improved rank space outside of stations. I understand that a limited number of rank space was increased in the suburban areas, which makes sense again, doesn't it, on safety grounds? After all, it was a provision that had been severely neglected. Really though, Sadiq, you cannot talk about the importance of connected transport if that facility doesn't exist. Therefore, it makes sense that there is provision for those that need to access a taxi without taxis circling around, adding to congestion and pollution. But, I mean, I've been thinking about it long and hard, and I can't recall any extra rank space being added to property that is owned by the stations themselves inside of London. What I do know is a massive number of rank space has been suspended over the last year, as well as much of the curbside, making it almost impossible for those with mobility issues to board a taxi.
Sixthly, I'm the mayor that increased the amount of grant you receive if you want to transfer from an old cab to an electric cab. Seventh, I'm also the guy that increased the amount of monies you receive if you scrap your diesel.
Now, this one probably gets my back up more than any other, the fact that he claims that he increased the amount of grant we receive if we want to transfer from an old cab to an electric cab, and the amount of money we receive through the scrappage scheme. And he's right when he says previously that over £30 million has already been paid out. What he fails to acknowledge is that the phased approach to taxi age limits has wiped off over £50 million from the licensed taxi fleet. What does he propose the alternative to be? That taxi drivers scale up to a compulsory purchase vehicle that they cannot afford? Whilst he's taking pats on the back, Sadiq Khan rarely praises the taxi trade for the part they are playing in cleaning up London's dirty air. No other industry has had to make the concessions taxi drivers have had to make in such a short space of time. Not private hire, not bus companies, not the tube, not the waterways. And where is the payoff? Nowhere. In fact, it doesn't matter what part you play, you will be refused access to the majority of street space schemes. I've got to say, well done to the taxi driver that called up to challenge Sadiq Khan, and he was bang on the money. The only problem is it's very difficult in that kind of scenario because Sadiq Khan has the marquee position. He is allowed the time to answer the taxi driver's concerns with a number of points, and the taxi driver isn't allowed to challenge the points that he is making. So it's a very restricted situation the taxi driver was put in. Nevertheless, he was bang on the money. And what we got was the same old rhetoric from Sadiq Khan that the High Court mentioned only a couple of weeks ago. The fact that he always bigs up the taxi trade and always recognises or pays lip service to taxi drivers and the part they play in moving people around. But when it comes to policy, he does nothing but degrade the taxi driver and the taxi service down to a car driven for private purposes. And that is the problem. What the taxi driver was able to admirably get in was the fact that Sadiq Khan is the mayor that was responsible for removing taxis from using priority lanes in his transport strategy. Now, this is significant because the borough councils, through their local implementation plans, tend to use the mayor's transport strategy as a guide when designing new road layouts and who will be included in them. This is even more relevant given the High Court ruling that firmly quashed Sadiq Khan's street space plan. They quashed the Bishopsgate traffic corridor and they quashed the interim guidance to the local authorities. And this couldn't be more timely given that there is a mayoral election in May. Now, what we need to do, we need to get a commitment from those candidates who are standing that they will recognise the status of taxis and make it a policy to allow the service to use priority lanes. We should only consider those that would agree to what I consider to be a perfectly reasonable request. Now, we cannot sleepwalk through this. The mayoral elections will be on us before we know it, and we need to seek out those commitments now. Otherwise, it will be too late. I just want to mention also that there is a petition going around challenging TfL's decision to appeal the High Court ruling, which points out that they are using taxpayers' money in order to challenge what was a very conclusive and decisive win. And I urge everybody to sign that petition. Okay, folks, that's it from me. Please stay safe. God bless. And if you find that you are struggling at the moment and that you feel that you cannot cope, then please reach out and talk to somebody. You will be amazed at how many people really do care and are willing to listen. Like I say, God bless. Take care. Stay safe. And I look forward to seeing you out on the other side.
I thought you might say that.
London Taxi Radio, the cabby's choice.